You drag your gaze across the flat gray landscape, squinting from deep inside your parka hood.
Yet another evening where the sun is ending its shift without fanfare.
No juicy splash of pink or orange on the horizon.
It's so bitterly cold outside, and inside your heart, too.
You had a flame going there for a while, but it went dormant and died off, like the rest of the once green and growing things.
So you let your body follow the season.
Wake up, go to bed.
Punch in, punch out.
You feel dried up, brittle. Your joints are stiff.
You resigned yourself to not holding on to any hope of feeling that heat again.
What's the point, anyways? You've gotten burned before.
It's probably not worth the risk, even if it does make you feel bright and alive.
Even though it makes food taste more sumptuous and music sound more vivid.
Even though, when you give in, it brings brilliant color to the deepest days of winter.
Color like that, over there.
A pulsing orange light.
Its glow bounces off the icy water.
Is it the very last ember dying, or a spark of something new, just starting, trying to catch?
Well, you won't know until you get a little closer and give it a try.
Find your way over there.
And feel the warmth again.
At the Love Motel.
Welcome, darlings and dears, to the Love Motel.
We've been waiting for you, and we're so thrilled you're finally here at your number one sonic stop off the highways of the heart.
We're here once a month on the airwaves to bring you love songs, love advice, love musings, and so much more.
I'm your host, Honey, coming to you from under the blue banner of sky in Los Angeles.
And I'm your other host, Donna, broadcasting from between the snow-capped Catskills and the frozen Hudson River. We're in solidly below freezing temps now, but I get the sense that everyone over here is happily hibernating away. I myself am scanning the for sale section of the classifieds for a used pair of ice skates.
What I wouldn't give to skate out over a frozen lake with you one of these days. Well, here we are, just a few days away from the Feast of St. Valentine. A day that you might love or hate or dread or look forward to. For me, a big box of chocolate, whether bought for me by a lover or as a gift for myself, never disappoints.
I used to not care much about it one way or the other, but the older I get, the more I have fun celebrating just about any holiday. And I miss giving those cheap perforated Valentines to all my classmates as a kid.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up, Donna. To honor that age-old tradition of writing sweet love notes to one another on Valentine's Day, tonight on the Love Motel, we're going to be reading some of our most treasured love letters for you, lovely listeners.
We've gone into the Love Motel library and pulled down some of our very favorite writings fit for the holiday. And of course, we'll be pairing each piece of poetry or prose with a block of equally inspired songs.
Even though around here, we think love should be celebrated every day of the year, we've got a special episode tonight for a time when the world could use all the extra love we can give it.
Oh, it sure could. It really is up to all of us.
But before we drop the needle down on our first song of the evening, we want to make sure you know how to be part of the Love Motel.
Yes, we don't just read old letters. We want to read your letters. We answer advice questions, read personal ads and missed connections, and take song dedications, all of which you can submit anonymously.
You can submit any and all of what's on your mind and in your heart at thelovemotelradio.com or by DMing us at the.lovemotel on Instagram.
You can also call our secret hotline at 857-DIAL-LOVE and leave a message for us to play or read on the air. That's 857-342-5568.
Once again, our online submission form is completely anonymous, so don't be shy. We want to hear from you, and we want to help you through whatever trouble your heart has gotten you into.
Or help you get your crush confessional bouncing off the radio towers.
Whatever it is, give it over to the powers of Love Radio. We'll take care of it from there.
All right, I think we're ready to start it off with some all-time love songs.
Yeah.
the Desert by Benjamin Alire Saenz. I came to you one rainless August night. You taught me how to live without the rain. You are thirst, and thirst is all I know. You are sand, wind, sun, and burning sky, the hottest blue. You blow a breeze and brand your breath into my mouth. You reach, then bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. You wrap your name tight around my ribs and keep me warm. I was born for you. Above, below, by you surrounded. I wake to you at dawn. Never break your knot. Reach, rise, blow, sálvame mi Dios, trágame mi tierra. Salva, traga, break me. I am bread. I will be the water for your thirst.
Pasar de los años, he aprendido en la vida que se vive intensamente porque si no se termina. Con el pasar de los años, el cariño es más bueno, se aprecia lo que se tiene, se respeta lo ajeno. Agua dulce, agua salada, por agua viene, por agua se va. Agua dulce, agua salada, bendita la vida, te quita y te da.
Agua dulce, agua salada, por agua viene, por agua se va. Agua dulce, agua salada, bendita la vida, te quita y te da.
Agua que cae del cielo sobre la solar del mar, yo te quiero beber. Te pones sala, yo te quiero beber dulce y tú te pones sala. Agua dulce, agua sala. Agua dulce, agua sala.
Ay, 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 ay.
Con el pasar de los años, dar bien los pasos, tomar el mejor camino, aunque se te haga el más largo. El pasar de los años, de las penas se aprende, el corazón se hace duro y el sentimiento más fuerte. Agua dulce, agua salada. Por agua viene, por agua se va. Agua dulce, agua salada, bendita la vida, te quita y te da.
Agua dulce, agua salada. Por agua viene, por agua se va. Agua dulce, agua salada, bendita la vida, te quita y te da.
Agua que cae del cielo sobre la solar del mar. Yo te quiero beber dulce y tú te pones sala. Yo te quiero beber dulce.
Agua dulce, agua salada.
Pie. Oh my, leaves me down. Take my hand and ease my dreams. Across your table and be able to fill my dreams. If I knew you would want, we would wine and laugh and dance, make romance.
March 31st, 1967. Darling, it's good to know you. I love that picture you sent. I've looked at it a long time. Woke up in this little American city thinking about you. I'd like to get to know you sometime. Standing in your leather boots on that honey island in my mind. It's morning. I read and sang here last night. All my love, Leonard. A letter from Leonard Cohen to his muse, Marianne.
Sometimes I find I get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eye, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one prayer. I listen all night for your step on the stair. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Oh, sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. And she's moving her body so brave and so free. If I've got to remember, that's a fine memory. And I know from her eyes, and I know from her smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while. Da-da-da.
da 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 da.
My God, that's tough. She stood him up. No point in us remaining. as well go on as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again. Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. She passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
Dearest of all boys, your letter was delightful, red and yellow wine to me. But I am sad and out of sorts, Bosie. You must not make scenes with me. They kill me. They wreck the loveliness of life. I cannot see you, so Greek and gracious, distorted with passion. I cannot listen to your curved lips saying hideous things to me. Don't do it. You break my heart. I'd sooner be rented all day than have you bitter, unjust, and horrid, horrid. I must see you soon. You are the divine thing I want, the thing of grace and genius. But I don't know how to do it. Shall I come to Salisbury? There are many difficulties. My bill here is £49 for a week. I've also got a new sitting room over the Thames. But you, why are you not here, my dear, my wonderful boy? I fear I must leave. No money, no credit, and a heart of lead. Ever your own, Oscar. A letter from Oscar Wilde to Lord Alfred Douglas.
At last the crimson cold cascades, to shower dry cold eyes within. Too late to leap the chocolate drop.
Their fountains rising forth in June.
While destiny to fly, the farmyard chorus sings its wake, upstanding anthem to the sky.
Too soon to realize the fate.
Bizarre.
You are the raven of October.
Bizarre.
I knew the sign you flew alone.
Bizarre.
so high above me. Never needed to look down. I never thought I'd be a rover. I didn't even look around. But now I know you found another. So will someone please find me? Give now the host his clarin cup, and watch Madeira's farewell. Note his reaction, acid to sharp. Should make the cognoscenti thing.
Snow by Mary Ruffel. Every time it starts to snow, I would like to have sex. No matter if it's snowing lightly and unseriously or snowing very seriously well on into the night, I would like to stop whatever manifestation of life I am engaged in and have sex with the same person who also sees the snow and heeds it, who might have to leave an office or meeting or some arduous physical task, or conceivably leave off having sex with another person and go in the snow to me, who is already in the snow beginning to have sex in my snow mind. Someone for whom, like me, this is an ultimatum, the snow sign, an ultimatum of joy, though as an ultimatum beyond joy as well as sorrow. I would like to be in the classroom, for I am a teacher, and closing my book, stand up saying, "It is snowing and I must go have sex, goodbye," and walk out of the room. And starting my car in the beginning stages of snow, know that he is starting his car with the flakes falling on its windshield. Or if he is at home, he is looking at the snow and knowing I will arrive, snowy, in 10 or 20 or 30 minutes. And if the snow has stopped off, we as humans can make a decision, but not while it is still snowing. And even half snow would be something to be obeyed. I often wonder where the birds go in the snowstorm, for they disappear completely. I always think of them deep inside the bushes and further along inside the trees and deep inside of the forests, on branches where no snow can reach. Deeply recessed for the time of the snow, not oblivious to it, but intensely accepting their incapacity, and so enduring the snow in brave little inborn ways with their feathered heads bowed down for warmth. Wings, the mark of a bird, are quite useless in snow. When I am inside having sex while it snows, I want to be thinking about the birds too, and I want my love to love thinking about the birds as much as I do. For it is snowing and we are having sex under or on top of the blankets, and the birds cannot be that far away. Deep in the stillness and silence of the snow, their breasts still have color, their hearts are beating, they breathe in and out while it snows all around them, though thinking about the birds is not as fascinating as watching it snow on a cemetery, on graves and tombstones and the vaults of the dead. I love watching it snow on graves, how cold the snow is, even colder the stones, and the ground is the coldest of all, and the bones of the dead are in the ground, but the dead are not cold, snow or no snow. It means very little to them, nothing. It means nothing to them. But for us, watching it snow on the dead, watching the graveyard get covered in snow, it is very cold. The snow on top of the graves over the bones seems especially cold, and at the same time, especially peaceful. It is like snow falling gently on sleepers. Even if it falls in a hurry, it seems gentle, because the sleepers are gentle. They are not anxious. They are sleeping through the snow, and they will be sleeping beyond the snow. And although I will be having sex while it snows, I want to remember the quiet, cold, gentle sleepers who cannot think of themselves as birds nestled in feathers, but who are themselves, in part of the snow, which is falling with such steadfast devotion to the ground, all the anxiety in the world seems gone. The world seems deep in a bed as I am deep in a bed. Lost in the arms of my lover, yes, when it snows like this, I feel the whole world has joined me in isolation and silence.
In silence, infinite silence, she falls into a profound sleep. In silence, infinite silence, she falls into a profound sleep.
Even the most magical dates must come to an end.
But don't you worry one bit. We had an amazing time. And we'll be calling you back the very next day to plan another one.
We're falling in love over and over again here at the Love Motel, and you can too.
While we anxiously await our next night together, you can catch up on all our old episodes in our audio archive at thelovemotelradio.com.
While you're over there, check out our anonymous submission form and consider dropping us a little secret love letter, won't you?
Or send us a dedication for our next show in our DMs at the.lovemotel on Instagram.
Or give us a ring at 857-DIAL-LOVE and leave us a message for the airwaves. Or even for our ears only. It's up to you.
We'll be missing you and we just want to hear from you.
But we'll see you here on WGXC or wherever you might be listening to us very soon. Not soon enough, but soon.
Until then, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.